Perfect morning, perfect afternoon, and perfect evening to all my first-time listeners, to listeners who are going to continue listening to this podcast that I have for you today. I am Nawazi the Poet, and today I'm going to be speaking on a topic that I've called Changing the Equation, right? So I'm going to title my whole podcast series Change the Equation, and this is basically where you're changing the way you think about yourself, you making sure that you're including love in your path and in your journey. And this is just changing the equation in a sense, right? So what I've learned is that changing the equation includes you becoming whole and not half empty because you think you need someone else to fill you up, right? So what I've learned for myself on this journey of my life after the rape was that I cannot have someone else fill the void that is within my life. I cannot have someone else make me whole or complete me. On this journey, I've learned that God can fill you so you can become whole to balance the equation, right? I've learned to let love lead, because maybe you're the love you've been looking for and searching for. Maybe God is the love you've been ignoring. You see, if you're already whole and complete, this attracts wholeness and completeness. So I say to you, let love complete you, right? So this balances the equation of what we expect in our friendships and romantic relationships, especially, right? Because our generation deals with this issue of relationships not being fulfilled, or a partner cheating, or there being trust issues, and so on and so forth, right? So by letting love complete you and by letting love lead, it changes the equation completely, right? Even towards ourselves, like I said before. Love completing you, in a sense, grows your mind in order for you to be more positive to yourself, right? So our health does not only involve good fruits and the nourishment of water, but of what you're thinking and what you're saying, but especially to yourself. So if you say you're not capable of achieving a particular dream that you have for yourself, especially in the new year that's about to come in 2020. You know, we don't want to jinx the new year. We don't want to say things and then it may not happen in 2020. But sometimes I think we forget to understand the power of the tongue and how we can speak good things into our lives, into existence for ourselves, right? So the verse that I've used for this podcast specifically, just for you to understand that you need to go through some transformation in your life, is Romans 12 verse 2, right? And this verse says, do not copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Now, what I believe is that God is a good God. God is a God of perfection, and God does not want nothing less for your life. God wants good things for your life. God wants you to succeed. God wants abundance in things in your life, right? So this is what I understood, is that when you let God come into your life, you let God complete you, God's love complete you, it changes you into being a person who becomes a person of purpose, right? So I repeat, let love lead, walk in love, and you shall become love. You will attract just that. The lesson that I've learned for myself throughout the year of 2019 is that do not beg anyone to love you. Do not beg anyone to come or to stay. Because my question to you today is, do you have to beg God to love you? Do you have to beg God to come into your heart and into your life? Do you have to beg God to stay with you? The answer is no, because God will never leave you, nor will he ever forsake you. He will never do such a thing. He makes this promise to us as his beautiful creation, because as we all know, we are made in his perfect image, right? And to end this podcast to you today, to make it very short and sweet, is that I want you to appreciate the masterpiece that you are, because your existence alone is art. Can you look at God and see how God is the most creative artist, because he created you? You are his masterpiece. So when your heart is broken, think of it as God fills your heart with gold, We must remember that his heaven is filled with streets of gold. His heaven is beautiful. So know that he can even fill your broken heart. He can fill the cracks with gold and make your heart a masterpiece again. He can make you his masterpiece. And he chose you even when you thought he wouldn't. Even when you thought that you made the greatest mistake in your life, you made the biggest sin. Even though there's no sin that is bigger than the other. Just know that God is constantly there because God will never leave you. I say to you today, make this a lesson for yourself. Make this something that you need to teach yourself, is that you need to walk in love. Love yourself. It's so important to love your space. And this is something that I'm learning on my journey after the life after rape, is that I need to love myself. I need to love my space. I need to protect my heart. I need to protect my mind. And through that, you learn how to love everything that is about you, loving your space, loving every strand on your hair, loving your skin, even there might be scars. For example, like myself, I've had insecurities with my acne and so forth. And, you know, but at some point you just have to love yourself beyond all the things that you've gone through, whether it be physically, emotionally, mentally. And that's when you start to really learn to protect yourself and end the constant internal war that is happening in your life. So I say to you today, change the equation by letting love lead, by letting love complete you, so that you do not feel like you need someone else to balance your equation. The equation is within you, yes. So when you're involved with someone else, it does create a bigger equation. It does create a whole different equation, but never think you need someone else to balance the equation that is within you. I say this to you today, love is what is needed to balance the equation within your heart, within your spirit, within your soul, within your mind. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Nogwazi the Poet, and thank you so much.